Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf, and we are on Yutes Amid Beis. We are in the meaty sugyas here of the second parak of Maseches Gittin. So many of the dafim here in the Masechta are meaty and full of major topics, and today is no exception to the rule. We'll start on the fourth wide line on Yutes Amid Beis. So we just spoke about the tzorech for the edim, for the dayanim to read the get beforehand. Afterwards, we mentioned Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rashba discuss lechatchila b'di'eved before and after, and the various minhagim that we do. So we are now four lines from the bottom. Hahu gavra. The following case. A man threw a get to his wife, Lubeni Darni, and it landed in the middle of the barrels. Ishtakech mezuzta. They went, they looked for it, and they found a mezuzah. They found a mezuzah scroll. They did not find the get. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzta b'nei dani lo shchicha. A mezuzah amongst the barrels is not common. So this must be what was thrown by the Baal, and she's not divorced. Not even divorced l'chumra. V'hanimili dishtakachad, and that only though is if this is the only one that was found. Aval beis gimel, but if you found two or three, then mi daha have hanami have. You have to say if there were two or three, then maybe there might have been others, and maybe the get was here too. And v'gita emer achbarim shaklua. If there's only one, then you can assume this is the one thing that was thrown here, and this is it, and therefore it was not a get. But if there are a few here, then you have to say maybe there were more. Maybe this is a secret hiding place, and maybe the get was here too, and there was time for an achbar to come and take it out. So that is the case of the mezuzah. Hahu gavra, next unusual case. De'ol lebei kenishta. There was a man that walked into a shul. Shakal sefer Torah, yovel lebisu. He came, he took it out, he gave the sefer Torah to his wife. Va'amar la, and he said, ha gitech. This is your get. Amar Rav Yosi Slamai Lechushla. So what are we choshish for? Meaning, is this going to be a get? No, for sure, this is not a divorce. What are we nervous about? Imi shomei milin. Are we worried, as we said earlier on yesterday's daf, that there was some type of disappearing ink, some type of, as Rashi says, shema kasav la get mi bachutz ve'eno nikar. Maybe a get was written on the back, and now it's not nikar, but it used to be there. So then ein mei milin agave mei milin. We know that cloth of a sefer Torah is pre-treated with gallnut juice, and as we said earlier, gallnut juice on gallnut juice, that's not considered ksav at all. So we can't be choshesh that there was a get written on the back. Imishum krisos de ispa. So fine, we're not worried about anything written on the back. What about written on the front? We know the pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze, the source for gerushin v'kasav la. Imishum krisos de isba. Are we worried about the krisos that it says there v'kasav la habina v'kasav la lishma v'leka? But as we mention often, back on the first daf in Gittin, we already had this. It has to be written Lishma. And this wasn't written Lishma. This is a Sefer Torah. V'chi teiman, if you want to say maybe it was written Lishma. Lechush dilma aktim. Maybe he commissioned the Sofer to write a Sefer Torah. And in the middle of the writing, right when the Sofer got up to Pashuk Kiseitse, he decides to divorce his wife. And he tells the Sofer, please have in mind, when you write this, have me in mind. I'm giving you Tzivi Habal to write a get for me. Dilma, but that's all. Dilma aktim v'yav le'zuzi l'safra me'ikara. He gave money to a Sofer originally, but that also doesn't work. Haba inan, and the Grah takes out the word shina, because this is just the basic din. Haba inan shmo ushma. Shemi rova shemi ra. You need basic details. You need the man's name, the woman's name, the places where they live, aleka. All you have is a kasavla. So what are you nervous about? There's no reason that you have to be choshesh at all for this get. So this was the story, and Rav Yosef made this pronouncement. For Rav Yosef, Maikam Ashvalan, so the Gemara says, this is obvious what he said. Somebody gives a sefer Torah to their wife, there's obviously not a get. So the chiddush is, shein mei milin al gabe mei milin. The chiddush is what we mentioned earlier, and this was the basis for what we said on yesterday's daf, that gallnut juice, a cloth processed and treated with gallnut juice is not called ksav, and that's the chiddush of Rav Yosef. Interesting, the Havamina was that there was something written on the back or on the sides. There was something else written on a Sefer Torah. Right? That is not what we do. On a Megillah's Esther, so the halacha is there can be other items written on the Sefer Torah. On a Megillah. If there are other items written on a Sefer Torah, it could possibly passel if it was on the the front side, on the back side, it might be a different question. The Rambam discusses this in the Hilchas Mezuzah, when he talks about those who wrote certain items on mezuzahs. Like we know, on most mezuzahs, we have Shakai. We have Shin and Dalet and Yud on the back of a mezuzah. And that's what sticks out often in the see-through Megillah cases. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Mezuzah, Parakei, writes the following: Minag pashud shekosven ala mezuzah min bachutz keneged arevach shebein parsha v'parsha shakai. The Rambam quotes that minag of writing shakai between the revach on the mezuzah on the outside. Vein baza hefzi lefishu min bachutz, and there's no problem with it because it is min bachutz. It is on the outside, and the outside is not going to ruin it. And the Agos Maimonides says, "V'chein kosvin kineged Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Shem Hamischalef Man Ba'alav Beis Shukuzu B'Mochzus." Other letters, Kabbalistic, right, through some type of a parallel, but all on the back. But there's no hefset. Aval Elusha kosvin ba mi bifnim. But what about mi bifnim? Or Gemara's Havamina wasn't this, because Mibachutz is the only thing that was a Havamina, we said you don't have to be Choshish for that. But the Rambam talks about adding on the inside. Elu shekosen ba mibifnim, shemos malachim, o shemos kedoshim, o pasik, o chosamos. Says the Rambam, if you add in anything, names of angels, or other psukim, harehim bechlal mishim ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Wow. Right, they are included in those who don't have a chelik. Why? She'elu atipshim. Those fools. Lo dailem she bitlu ha-mitzvah. Not only were they mevatel ha-mitzvah, because they added on to the proper side of a mezuzah, where all you're supposed to have are the two places, the two parshias, Shema and Vahaya, the two places where it talks about mezuzah in the Torah, right? Ella, so not only did they ruin that, because you added on to it, Ella, she'osin mitzvah gedola, she'hi yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yavaso v'avodaso, they've taken a great mitzvah, which is about Yichud Hashem and His love for us and His avoda, ki'ilu hu kemiya lahanayas atzman, as if it's a kemiya, some type of amulet, lahanayas atzman, kemo sha'ala aliba masachol, shezed davar hamahana bahavle ha'olam. Yes, the Rambam is not denying that the mezuzah has certain shmirah power, and the Torah talks about it as well in the beginning of the mezuzah, the power of shmirah of a mezuzah, and we know the story from Unkelis and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph. About he pointed to the mezuzah and it says he ne lo yonim v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, and has tremendous power. But that's secondary. First and foremost, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. And these fools, says the Rambam, ruin the mitzvah. Not only does it not help them, but it hurts them. So that's about writing something on the inside. But obviously, that's not what we are talking about here. That's why Rashi says that specifically, second to last Rashi on Yud Tes Mem Beis, Shema kasav get mi bachutz. Maybe it was Mibachutz, and that wouldn't have been ruined it, but we don't assume that happened, because anyway, Ein Meimilin Al Gabe Meimilin. Good. Amar Rav Chisda, we continue. Says Rav Chisda as follows. Getcha Kasvu, this is what we referred to already in Tosfos on yesterday's daf, the very important machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Regarding Hilchas Shabbos, if you have regarding a get, we're about to see Shelo Lishma Til Lishma. Even if it's the exact same ksav, yesterday we had the Gemara that said ksav al gabi ksav, same exact ksav is not called ksiva. Tosfos said aye, but what about ksav lishma gabi ksav Shelo Lishma? So now we're up to that Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, get shakasvu Shelo Lishma, the hever of kulmis lishma. You have a get that was written Shelo Lishma, and then you wrote over it, you trace the lines again, Lishma. So does that work? Banu l'machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That's a machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan from Masechet Sofrim. The Tanya, why is it Masechet Sofrim? Because it's talking about the halachas of Sfira, of Safras, I should say. Let's say someone is a Sofer, and he's supposed to write Shem Hashem. That's what he's up to, it's Ot Shem Hashem. Vinis Kavin lichtov Yehuda. But he had Kavana for some reason. He got mixed up. He had Kavana to write the name Yehuda instead of Shem Hashem, which he was supposed to write. And lo and behold, Vitai made a mistake. Vlohito bo dalas. And he forgot to write. He left out the dalas, which Lamaisa, right now, he wrote exactly what he was supposed to write. He was supposed to write Yudke Vavke. He wrote Yudke Vavke. He just had Kavana to write Yehuda, and he just messed up. So what do you do here? He didn't have Kavana to write Shem Hashem. Ma'avir alav kolmis umakadsho. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. Just trace over it. Trace over it. Rashi says, I'll call os va'os. On each letter. On each letter. The Achronim wonder what Rashi's getting at. But Rashi's emphasizing. Each letter has to be traced over. Not, and then you have a kosher sanctified Shem Hashem. V'chachamim omrim, no, that's not going to work. Ein Hashem min hamuvchar. That name, that Shem Hashem, is not from the chosen ones. That's an unusual lashon. We'll try to get back to that lashon, but it's not the Shem, and therefore just writing over it is not going to work. Right, it doesn't add the lishma element to the name. So says Rav Chisda. So this machlokes by Sefer Torah could also be the machlokes by get, just like the Rabbi Yehuda allows tracing over it lishma by Sefer Torah, so too by get. And the Rabbanan argue, again, this is the second daf in a row where we're comparing various areas of halacha. On yesterday's daf, we compared Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Gittin. Now we're comparing Hilchas Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah to Hilchas Gittin. Rav Chisda says a beferish, we should say it's the same achlokas, and the Gemara is going to reject that. But even before that, there is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in tshuva number 77. Aleph Ayin Zayin, important tshuva. Sha'alta mimani, you asked. Almost every one of the Radvaz's tshuvas are quoted by the postgame. He has thousands of tshuvas, but they're all very beautiful and amazing. Says the Radvaz, Odiach Adaiti, right? You asked me my das. Al sofer shayitzar aliklav Yehuda. This case, you asked. He was supposed to write Yehuda, right? Not exactly. Our case, he was supposed to write Shem Hashem, and he wrote Yehuda by mistake, but he didn't write Yehuda, he left out the dalas. What if he's supposed to write Yehuda? And by mistake, he wrote Shem Hashem. So now you have a problem. Are you allowed to erase that Shem Hashem? You have to be very certain that that does not have any kedusha in order to be able to erase it. Shayitzarach lichtov Yehuda v'ta'av akas of Shem Havaya imutur l'mochko k'dei lichtov Yehuda olo. Could I erase it? Could I stick in a dalet? Probably not going to fit. So what's the halacha there? Says the Radvaz, ein osios levad gormos hakedusha. The physical letters themselves that were written do not cause the kedusha to be chal on them. Ella behitztarfus kavanas ksivas Hashem. Beautiful lashon. The writing itself does not imbue the letters with kedusha, only with the kavana of the kosev, along with the ksiva itself. Vizeh kivan shalonis kavin lichtov shame mutter lemochko. Says the Radvaz, go ahead and erase it. Does not have the kedushas ksiva. V'achi tanya b'perek habone. And looking Masechta Shabbos in the 12th parak, Hari Shayitzar lichtov as Hashem and his kavan lichtov Yehuda v'tov alohitav odalus marulav kovas umakadsho. V'chachamim omrim ein shem and amufchar. Quotes our Gemara, which is also in Shabbos. But what do you see from our Gemara? What if you didn't trace it over? Then it doesn't have the kedusha. Hakamon daafilu mishayetzar lichtov Hashem. Even here, in the case where you were supposed to write Shem Hashem, because when you did write Shem Hashem, elam ibnei shalom is kavin l'shem amru chachamim de'ain shem and amuvchar. So even in that case, the rabbanan say it does not have kedusha, even if you would trace over it. Kol shekein, if you didn't, kol shekein benidon didon, says the Radvaz, alma sfira leil rabbanan talon is kadish Hashem b'ksiva levada ela ima kavana. Shem Hashem only becomes fully sanctified with kavana. V'kiva del shalom is kadesh mutter l'molchko te lichtov oso ketikuno. And then he says, even though it says enom in a muvchar, which maybe you'll say that means it's not perfect, but it's something. But in our case, it's even less than that, says the Radvaz. V'nidon nidon shayet sarich lichtov Yehuda v'tov v'kasav Hashem. Look, Kavanas Yehuda, Hakol Odim de Mutter Lamachko, Umikol Makom. But what would I agree with, says the Radvaz? What if you have Stamdas? Stamdas is not Kavana for something else. Mikol Makom Mode Ani, Shem Kasav Hashem Stam, below Kavana, Sha'asa Lamachko. That would not be, you don't need positive Kavana. Even Stamdas is Ki'ilu, you had Kavana. Mipnei Shekhsivas Ha'osios Molech Osam Likdushasan Dumya, of course the Gemara in Zvachim, the Beis, the Shochet HaZvachim Stam, the Amrinan Sakin Molech Osam Lamashahem. Right, if you're going through the exact motions and mice that you're supposed to do, and you don't have Kavana otherwise, then we assume that what you're doing is going to be halachically valid and complete. Hilkach, in our case, in Mishash HaKasav Shem HaAvaya, if you have Kavanah to write Yehud and you messed up, then it doesn't have Kedusha. But if you have Kavanah to write Shem Hashem, then it does have Kedusha. And even if you have Kavanah to write Stam, you're not even focusing, that also would be Niskadesh, and therefore you would not be able to be Mochegit in that case. That's what he says. In my tzorach lichtof teva acheres because of shema havaya lishmo v'niskade shubalamochko k'dei lichtov ateva shetzarei tzarech. So that's an iser. If you erased it, doesn't make the sefer Torah possible. You could reuse it, but that is the Radvaz. The Pnei Yeshua here has a suggestion that might be against the Radvaz, but we'll leave it for now. Either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has this suggestion. Rav Chisda quotes maybe the same machlokas tanoim that appears by Hilchas Gittin would apply by Hilchas Sefer Torah should apply by Get in terms of being ma'vir alav lishma. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Amar of Achar bar Yaakov Dilmalohi. Maybe not true. As we said, maybe you can't compare the two halacha contexts. Ad kan lo kami rabbanan hasam. Why over there do the rabbanan say it's not good enough? Why over there, just right, tracing over it, it's not good enough? That's because, ela debeina zekeli vianvehu veleka. There you need, this is my God and I will beautify him, the source for hidr mitzvah, veleka. You don't have it. You don't have the hidr mitzvah. You don't have the letter lishma. Just tracing over it is not good enough. Meaning, Sefer Torah has a higher standard than Gittin, Aval Hachalo, but here you don't have that standard, and therefore maybe the Rabbanan would agree here that it is okay just to write over it. This is the example in Shas. Right, it's quoted in more than one place. It's quoted there in Shabbos, as we said, but it's the example in Shas of Hidr Mitzvah being Ma'akev. Usually we think of Hidr Mitzvah as a nice, beautify the mitzvah, but it's not really needed. If you do it, it's nice. If not, it doesn't ruin the mitzvah. This is an example, beferish, of Hidr Mitzvah being Ma'akev the mitzvah, meaning if you don't have the Hidur, so then you did not do the mitzvah is possible. The Achronim link this Gemara with the Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. Rashi on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the beginning of Lulav HaGazal explains why is Yavesh Pasul. Rashi says, De Be'inon Mitzvah Mehuderes, Dichsiv V'an Vehu. He quotes V'an Vehu, and all the Rishon, Bali Tosfos there, say, what is Rashi talking about? Zekeli V'an Vehu. Look at the Gemara in Shabbos. Lulav Na'eh, Sefer Torah, and all these Na'eh. Look at Chila. Well, what do you mean that Rashi's saying that it's a din in the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, it's Ma'akev? How could that be? So answers the Chassam Sofer there, answers Rav Soloveitchik there in his Sefer on Sukkah, answers in the Kovetz Chidushei Torah, Chidushei Hagram Vagrid, they all say the same idea in different words. And that is, there are two types of Hidr Mitzvah. There's one more general, beautify the Mitzvah, make it a glorious mitzvah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's another type of Hidr mitzvah, where it integrates into the mitzvah itself, and it is ma'akev, the mitzvah. I'm reading from Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishimo Shiurim in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. Number one, yesh in shtei halachos, bedin va'anveyu v'noi mitzvah. Number one, halacha shel noi, she'enu misuyam, general beauty. Klomar, yesh chiyuv bichlal lehisnaos lefanav, b'mitzvos, v'lazos mitzvos bofen mehudar. One might say, it's in the Gavra. The Gavra should do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Yesh lahader, avabli hahidur, hachefza eno balmum, veno mufka minoi, veno pasul, that's noi lechatchila. But then there's a second. There's chisaro noi gomor. There's a type of hidur that integrates into the mitzvah. And without this hidur, so then the mitzvah is psula, and you were not even yotzei, right? And that obviously is the pshat of Rashi, and that's our Gemara. You have that only by certain cases. The Rav Soloveitchik also mentions, and the Sfas Emes there in Sukkah mentions this. Maybe Sukkah and Sefer Torah are different. Do you know why Sukkah is different? Because that's where the pasuk is. Right, pre-eitz hadar kapos tamarim. It talks about an esrog and the dalin minim by extension being mihudar, and the Torah defines it like that. So that's where you have hidur being part of the mitzvah itself, part of the chefza, and therefore it is ma'akev. And by extension, Chazal understood this to be by a sefer Torah as well. But besides those two, we wouldn't say that hidur is ma'akev. Hidur is more of a lechatchila. Right? In the Kovetz Chidushei Torah, it has a little different formulation. He says that type number one, as we just said, we called it in the Gavra. Another way to say it is, it's subjective. Who says something is beautiful? Right, I think it's beautiful, you think it's not beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, it's all subjective. It's only beautiful because I know something, I have another esrog that's less beautiful. Or I know it's not beautiful because I know there's something more beautiful. That type of beauty and hidur, so that's all lechatchila, that's all not ma'akev. But then you have another type of hidur, and that is defining the object. It's not about relative hidur. It is objective hidur. And without this hidur, you don't have what you need to have. And that's yavesh in the terms of hidur and in terms of Sefer Torah. And that is why the Gemara says here, Zekei Livyanfeyu as a din le'ikuva. Just one final point regarding hidur. It's a fascinating ha'ara. And that is, what's the source in Shas for hidur mitzvah? Zekei Livyanfeyu. What is that from? That's from Az Yashir. It's from Bnei Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's amazing. The source for hidur mitzvah is even before Bnei Yisrael received the obligation to do mitzvos. They had a couple of them then. But even before they were obligated, they already acknowledged and had the vision of hidur mitzvah. How is that possible? Because hidur mitzvah is an attitude. It's a mentality of, I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. And Bnei Yisrael achieved that attitude when they had the vision of clarity of Kriyas Yamsuf. They said, whoa, I need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way, the lechatchila way. That's why they even had that attitude before they even received the Torah. An amazing ha'ara for Zekei Levi V'Anvehu. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot of hidur, but we'll continue for now. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's next statement regarding Hilchos Gittin. Yachil no lemifsa lino lekule giti da alma. Whoa. Rav Chisda says, I could come up with a svara to passel all Gittin out there. Amar le Rav, my time, why would you do that? Ilema mishum dechsiv v'kasav. Is it because the Torah says v'kasav, and he, the Baal, must write the get? V'hacha ihika kasvale, and we know, Chazal instituted, the Rashi quotes from Baba Basra, that the woman, to make sure the get is written, the husband might not want to give the get, the woman takes care of paying the sofer, and they get it written once the Baal gives the command, the Baal has to give it tzivui, and then the woman commissions the sofer, and then the sofer gives it back to the husband, and then the husband gives it to the woman. So is that why? Is that a lack of a kasav? It says, v'kasav la, he has to write in here, she commissioned the sofer. So is that a problem? Is that why you're going to apostle? Ilema, is it because mishum dechsiv v'kasav? V'hacha iu ihi kakav. But one minute, but maybe the Rabbanon used their power to, though she paid for it, they're makne the shtar to the husband. Rashi, aknuye akni le Rabbanon, ahuzuza, midida, vahavi kamandi yav leyu. It's as if he gave the money to the sofer, to hefker bezdin have a hefker. Hefker bezdin hefker. Rashi quotes the Shas concept that's going to come up in a couple of weeks, Be'ezus Hashem, in the Gemara. But hefker bezdin hefker. And maybe so that's why you shouldn't be worried about it. The Maariv Chaya says on this Rashi, you know what you see from the Rashi? This relates to a suffix of the Machane Ephraim and other Achronim, quotes the Maariv Chaya. Is hefker bezdin hefker, the fact that Chazal have the power and authority over the financial state of Klal Yisrael, do they have the power just to be mafkir or even to be makne to others? The Rashba says it's based on the two sources. We're going to get to later on. Bez Hashem, on Dav Lamid Vav Amid Beis, the two sources, one from Ezra, one from Yoshua, for Hefker Bezen Hefker. But one of them, the one from Ezra, says, Yacharam kol ruchusho, make off limits all of the possessions. It says the Maariv Chaya, according to that, and according to a number of Achronim, they could only make ownerless. So how is that helping here? How is that helping here? So unless you say, says the Maariv Chaya, if you say Hefker Bezen Hefker is living it to mafkir and not enough power to be makne to another individual, you have to see what's happening here is that they're just being mafkir from the woman. Memela, the husband, is zochem in a hefker, and it's considered as if giving it to the sofer, which is difficult to fit into the words of the Gemara. The Maariv Chaya notes, "Varekan tzrichim abezdin lifol shtei peulos haynu lahotzia get miyada dahari hu shala achar shenasna schar sofer v'tzrich abezdin lifol shei shalo v'ze ein koach biyad chachamim v'ef shalo mar da abezdin otzio get miyada v'asu gefker v'abal zochem and a hefker imkein lo yitachin alashon v'dil maknuyei." This doesn't fit into the language, the words of the Gemara, but he brings up that important issue. But that is the, so Rav Chisda says, I'm going to pass all Gittin. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who's that? Rava says, is it because of a cost of law? That's not a problem. Hefker bezen hefker. They'll be makna it back. And Lamaisa, one more point, that is what we do. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kufchaf, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Nohagu kishabal matsui, when the husband is there in the court, or in front of the wife to give the get, kishabal matsui shenosin lo asofer haklaf Vahadyo, Vyeshomer Mafakumis, Vishar Klayaksiva, Bimatana Kodem Ksiva. The Baal gives it literally to the husband before he writes the get. Vahabal nosin scharo, umimne takana zagunos, tigno chachamim, shio isha nosin schar sofer, vihignu labal. So you give it all to the husband, but even though the chachamim said the woman can pay for it, and then they're mocking it to the Baal, right, that is the Gemara that is basic. That's the Shulchan Aruch that's based on our Gemara. Back to the Gemara now, though. Ela Mishum, right in the middle, says Rava. So what are you nervous about? Why are you going to pass all the Gittin? Ela Mishum Dechsiv Vinasan Vahacha Lo Yav Lamidi. Is it because it says the word Vinasan and here he didn't give anything? Why? Explains Rashi. Vinasan Bar Nisina Shehe Shave Pruta. It says Vinasan, so you have to give something of value. This piece of document, of shtar, of parchment, it's not worth anything. So it's worth nothing. So maybe, is that what you're nervous about? That you're not really giving anything of value? What do you mean? Vinasan doesn't have to mean something of value, it means an object. Dilma Nisina's Geti. Maybe Vinasan means you're giving the get. That has inherent value, even though it doesn't have financial value as a piece of paper. So Dilma Nisina's Gedus, that's not a problem. And Teida, Rava answers, I'll prove it to you that you don't have to give anything of value. The Shalchu Mitam, as we mentioned this halacha before, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, Kaswali Surya, not kosher. If you write a get on something that's Aser Bahana, it is kosher. And there's no Nisina. It's written on Isuri Hana, or there's no Kinyan. It's not a real form of Nisina. So therefore, says Rava, I don't know what you're worried about passeling. Two important points. First, Tosfos. Tosfos quotes this idea of Nisina, of giving an item, even though it's not Shavar Pruta, you have the verb Vinasan in a number of contexts in Halacha, and it always means more than that meets the eye. It's always a symbolic, right? You have a number one by get, the piece of paper not worth anything. But you know what the get accomplishes? Vinasan biyada, says Tosfos, Vidilma. Vechein. Shalaf ish na'alo v'nasa l're'ehu. The mocker of Kinyan Chalipin in Megillas Rus. Shalaf, you just give a little thing. You pick up a pen, you pick up a handkerchief, and that v'nasan is so significant. That's Kinyan Chalipin. Lo b'in a shavet pruta. Avagad nechsiv v'nasan. That's the second case that you don't need a shavet pruta in order to fulfill the v'nasan. So by get, you don't need shavet pruta to fulfill v'nasan, and by Chalipin, and then v'chein legabe truma. Also by Truma, says Tosfos, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. One Chita says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, Afagadach Siv Titainlo, by Hafrasha's Truma, giving Truma to the Kohen, right? It says, Vinat Titainlo, uses the verb Vinasan, and even though, or Titain, even though, even one Chita, right? There's no Shir Daraisa for Truma, right? The Rabbanan said 140th, 150th, 160th, but even on a Daraisa level, any amount will pater, even though it says Titainlo. Ubamatanus Dam, Chatos, Matanus Bahonos, Ein Bo Shir, also by the Matan Damos, Vinasan, to put the blood, the sprinklings are called Matanos, and we know there's no shear, but how much blood you have to sprinkle on the mizbech. So you find all of these three. The next Maritz Chayis on this Tosfos. Again, we've mentioned this many times. Tosfos assumes that Truma, was it Truma, you fulfilled Titeinlo, because Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. That's not so simple. There is a Chiddush that the Nodeb Yehuda writes about, Yoredei, I think it's Simen Reish Aleph, and he writes, nobody's ever said this chiddush in the history of the Jewish people. And he didn't have a Tosfos Rid on Kiddushin. The Tosfos Rid says the exact same thing on Kiddushin. Why? Tosfos Rid and the Nodeb Yehuda would not have given this example in Tosfos. They say Chalipin is a good example, and maybe the Matnas Saddam. But not this one. Why? Because, says the Tosfos Rid, if you only give Chita Achas, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Titein Lo. That is not a Nesina. By Truma, you do have to give more. It's not symbolic like Chalipin or the Zrikas Hadam. Here you have to actually give something to the Kohen. So be medayik in the Lashon, the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, on Daf Nun Chesem Abeis. Yes, once you take off Chita Achas, one little kernel of your field, you have been poter the kri, you have removed the shame tevel, and now you can eat from it, but you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. That's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rid and the Nodeb Yehuda in Yaradei Atinyan and Simen Reish Aleph. I'll read the Tosfos Rid. Mehu, af al pisha mitzvah so bekach, im eino rotzei l'kayim ha-mitzvah, v'tarim chita achas mikol ha-kri, nitkan v'yatza midei tivlo. Ela shelokie mitzvahs Nesina. Wow. So it's beferish against our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says, Nesinas Truma, Titain Lo is fulfilled, even with Chita Achat. And it's an example. Just like Halipin, just like Zvikas Adam, just like Nesinas Aget. The Tosfos says, no. This requires actual pruta, an actual amount, not just Chita Achas. Poteris says, Akriya, you have to give a Dara Chashuv in order to be fulfilled. So he wouldn't be able to have any other answer by Halipin. Halipin is beferish in the Gemara. Does not have to be Yeshava Pruta. Halipin, and by Zvikas Hadam and by get. But the Tosar Rid would say Truma is different. There's a recipient and it really has to be Kedei Nesina. The other point to mention on this line of Kasval Isurana is the Ksos. We mentioned this Ksos at least once already, but it has to be mentioned about five times throughout this Masechtas, so hopefully we'll remember it as we go through these Masechtas. The Ksos in Simen Reish, Os Hey, where the Ksos talks about this halacha of Kasval Al Isurei Hana, it is Kasha. You can write a get on Isurei Hana, says the Ksos. Does that really work? Why does that work? Are you allowed to give a shtar matana on Isurei Hana? Says the Ksos, no. It only would work by a get and maybe a shtar shichrur. Why? Because those two aren't, as we've talked about kinyanim, they are more acts. They're nesina. Right here, it's interesting. You read the Gemara, it sounds like that Isurei Hana, so you see, it's not about giving anything, it's just nesina saget. The Ksos is saying, the idea of a nesina is different. He contrasts that to kinyan. To a normal kinyan where there is zechiyah, because you can't be zoch in Isurei Hana, and yet you can write a get on Isurei Hana. And that's why ba'in ke'echad is true. The woman can't own anything herself, so how could she take the get? It's a circle. You'll never get out of. The answer is, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's the Chiddush. V'hadam rina gabi get chatzeira v'gita ba'in ke'echad nira to get shiny. Get is unique. To get isha u'de'eved lo ba'i zechiyah she'yizke derech zechiyah kiva de'isha ve'eved Balkarcha, the Ein Zechiyah Balkarcha. That reflects, the fact that it can be Balkarcha reflects that it's a different type of process. Ela Vadai, Degabe Isha, Lo Boy, Rak, Venasan, Beyoda, Vechain Be'eved, Veleka, Toras, Zechiyah, Vahakno, Balkarcha. Omehai Taima, and here's our Gemara, Nami Nire, Bahad Kaimalan, Kasval, Isuri Hana, Kasher, Viafa, Gavda, Leka, Toras, Zechiyah, Klaub, Isuri Hana, which itself is a big Shas topic, whether you can be Zoch in Isuri Hana, right? That's the Gemara in Psachim, that, Chametz is Asr Bana, but the Torah made it as if it's in Yerushas to violate the Isser of Bal Yura Bayimatse. The Kso says, it is unique. Shtar Matan on Isur Hana is not going to work. It's only here because it's an Asina and it is not a Hakna. That's a Ksos that we'll come back to over and over again, reading different parts of it. Good. Let's continue now to Dats. Gufa. Shalchum Itam, Kosval Isur Hana, Kosher, Amar of Ashi, Afanan Amitanina, Al Ha'ala Shal Zayas. Also, same thing, Al Ha'ala Shal Zayas. If you write a get on a leaf of an olive tree, our Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, that also works, right? A leaf of an olive tree, right? That's not worth a shavet pruta, and yet it works. So you see, it's just like Yisuri Hano would work, so to an Allah Shazayas. So the Gemara says that Mishnah is not a beferish araya to the Shalchum Itam. Why? Dilma Shani Allah Shazayas. The Chazil Starufe. It's still Chatzi Shir. It still could be combined with other Alim to be able to make a pruta. That doesn't mean that Yisuri Hano, which inherently is not worth, is going to be allowed. The Ran does say here that if it's Chiv Sreifa, it's not just Asur B'Hana. There are some Yisurei Hana that are just Asur B'Hana. And there are others that there's a Chiv Sreifa by Kilei Akerem, Pentikta Shamalei Azera. We have to burn it. If anything that's supposed to be burned, called Omi Lisra of Kesarif Dami, you can't write again on that. But you can write again on other things that are Asur B'Hana. Basur B'Chalav is Asur B'Hana. You don't have to burn it. Right? You can get rid of it because you don't want people to be Nichshal in it. But many Yisurei Hana are just Asur to get benefit from, but it doesn't mean that there is a Chiv Sreifa. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Kosval Yisurei Hana Kosher, Nafak Levi. So Rabbi's a Kosher. Levi went out to give a drasha of a darsha mishmei to Rabbi, and he said that Rabbi said Kosher v'lo kalsua. Nobody got excited about it. Rabbi's like, really? No, okay, that's Rabbi Shita. Mishmei to Rabim v'kilsuha. But then he said it in the name of the public. He says, everybody holds this way, and this is what we assume v'kalsua. And then they praised him, and they said, wow, great Shita. Alma hilza kavase. You see from here, what's the Alma? Rashi says, from the fact that he changed from saying it in the name of Rebbe to saying it in the name of everyone, so you see how seriously he took the Shita that he wanted it to be accepted. Midatarach kule hai dilikbula, Rashi says. You see from the Tircha that he went to give another Shir to mention it again, so you see, it must be the Halacha is like that. Period. Tana Rabbanan. V'kasav v'lo chakak. You have to write the get, and the get cannot be engraved. V'lo chakak. L'meimra t'chakika lav ksivahi. Is this to tell me that chakika is not normal ksiva, is not considered ksiva for a minu? But what do you mean? Eved, we have a brisa that says, Eved, shiyatza b'ksav sha'al gabi tavla u'pinkes yatza l'cheirus. You have an Eved who has his shtar shichrur, which we know is always compared to a get isha. An Eved that went out with a ksav on his tablet, and it was engraved, so yatza l'cheirus, it works. Avalo lo b'ksav sha'al gabi kipa v'anduchteri. Okay, if it's a type of garment, see the on the side, the aruch says it's arug. It's embroidered on the top of a garment. That's not called ksav. But the first half is what's important for us. You see an eved that has it on a pinkes or a tavla that's engraved, so that would work. But what do you mean? I thought the brisa says because of a lo chakak, amar ula, amar belazer lo kasha, hadachak tochos, hadachak yurechos. There's a difference between chatochos and chok yurechos. Something that comes up here is going to come up at tomorrow's a number of times as well. What's chok tochos, chok yurechos? So we know chok tochos is where I do not form the letters. I recess the background. I push up the background. I do something without touching the letters, and memela the letters are left there. We discussed last year when we spoke about the case of the Aiden that I don't know how to sign. But that's chok tochos. So that is puzzle. That's not called ksiva because I didn't do anything to the letters. I did something to the outside of the letters. But hada chok yurechos. Oh, and chok yurechos is what works. That's the case of the eved, where you actually form the letters into the indentation. You can engrave. Engraving the letters of chok yurechos, that would be okay. It's just chok tochos is not okay. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed here, first one of the day, he says, what about the following case? Are you allowed to write a get in Braille? Get shenechta b'ksav Braille ahomu kasher? It's written l'shma, and it's written according to all the halachas. But in Braille, it has the dots. It has the, it's another type of ksav. So, shehu niyar, ubo churim b'yeshenim simanim muskamim b'chol ha'olam. Whoever knows the language of Braille knows what this says. So, it could be written with a machine, or it could be written with, by machat, with a needle. Shetana kevis aget, v'kseder osios, v'zeo ksiva. Does that work or not? So, he quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, but then he says, Od yesh lo chiyach sheksav al gabe ayde tevos avir nechshav l'ksav. I could prove to you that letters even made of air, which sometimes Braille uses with holes and dots, so that's called ksav. You know that from? The luchos. Mehaluchos shekasav aleihem ba michtav michtav elukim. You say, it's ksav, and we know that how are the letters written? They were written by the outside. It was knocked out, and now that air is called a luchos, it's called written. V'ksav aluchos, ha'is ha'ksiva shoka'as, charus al aluchos, ha'rishkal osios, ha'yumin ha'avir, nimsa sheyesh l'shin arba tfanos, v'l'shalosh aviros, hishin l'arba rashim v'chulu, ha'rish, he quotes this from a smag, ha'reish, shekasav ha'avir, ksav avir, shmei ksav, v'ulugach, gam ksav reil. So he says, maybe, so he said, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who says that if many people know how to read this, and it's an accepted language, it would be okay. If only a few people know, then it's not a problem. But because, lemaisa, many thousands of people know Braille, hundreds of thousands, shiribavos b'shtam shimbo kasher, so you would be able to have a ksav of Braille, because it is actually forming. It's not where you have chokir tochos, where you just form the around. You are creating the letters by making the holes. And if you're doing that, that is called ksav. Lemaisa. V'tochos lo, next question in the Gemara. Is it really true that chok tochos, you can't form the background? That's not called ksav, but v'reminu, as you astira, from another context in halacha, talking about the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, that says on it, Kodesh Lashem, all different tashitas in the Rishonim and Achronim, how did it say Kodesh Lashem? First parak in Sukkah, right? Tosis talks about it, and the Rishash there, and all different days, how did it say Kodesh Lashem on the tzitz? So loai, but however it said it, loai ksavo shokeya, ela bolate, it wasn't sunken in on the tzitz, it was sticking out kedinari zav, like golden coins. So says the Gemara, dinari zav, tochosein, how do you create the image on a golden coin? You push on the outside, and what's left is the picture. Isn't that chok tochos? And we see here that on the tit is called ksav. Kidinari zav, lo kidinari zav. No, not true. That's not what the brisa meant. It meant that it's like golden coins in one sense and not in another. Kidinari zav de bolate. It's like dinari zav that it's sticking out. The lo kidinari zav de ilu hasam tochos hacha yirechos. But it's not like dinari zav in that there by dinari zav it is tochos and hacha yirechos here it forms the actual letters and therefore it is okay. So here we compared the ksav of the tzitz to the ksav of get. We have a similar case. Again, this comes up in the Mordechai here. I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran in Shabbos, I think we mentioned this yesterday or recently, the Ran in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Zayin and Mabez and the Daf Yerif quotes a machlokas between him and the Rashba. The Rashba says, Meha Shaminan, the Gemara there in Shabbos spoke about writing, erasing and writing through erasing. You have a ches, you erase the top of the ches, and then you have two zions. So that's writing two letters on Shabbos. Says the Rashba, so you see from there, that's not called chok tochos. Right? If that's good enough for writing on Shabbos two letters, what if in the Torah you're supposed to write two zions, and instead you wrote a ches? You could just erase the roof of the two zions, and you end, of the ches, and you were left with two zions. That's good enough. Lo mikri chok tochos, she'enu elika mafrid bein she'osios devukos, v'chenk she'nalu l'gagol sh'odalos, v'aso reish, enu elika diyosh enafal agaba ya'os. The Rashba says, just like it works in Ilcha Shabbos, so too it works in Ilcha Skiva Sefer Torah, that's not called chok tochos. And the Ran there says, I'm sorry, I think it's wrong. V'li nira de'en mikan raya, the l'gabi Shabbos like a peta, bein chok tochos l'chok yirechos. Shabbos! Ilcha Shabbos, then it doesn't make a difference. Chok tochos yirechos. The kol heichad avi malechad machsheves mechayev. This is another example, like we mentioned in the last year, of malechad machsheves being a chumra, like we had in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach. But here it's a chumra. But where you need real positive ksav, like Sefer Torah, then it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. You can't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Sefer Torah. So here too, we're comparing Hilchos, regarding Chok Tochos and Chok Yirechos, right? We're comparing the writing of the tzitz and the writing of a get, and the Gemara so far has not been mechalik. We just said that that question is not a question. A little bit more. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Roshma Michretz Charitz, O Kinufei Michnif. If you have Roshma, which is like a matbea, you're pushing down on the sides, is that purely Michretz Charitz? It's pushing down the background, and it will be considered a Chok Tochos. O Kinufei Michnif. Or when you push down on the outside, that does apply some pressure to the letters, and it helps in the formation of the letters itself, so it's called Chok Yirechos. Amalei Michretz Charitz is only called Chok Tochos. It's a problem. Eisvei, but what about the brisa we mentioned? Lo ayiksav v'shokei l'bolei kidinari zav. V'yisakadaitach Michretz Charitz. And if you say, it's Michretz Charitz, and it's just pushed down on the side, habina michtav aleka, the tzitz has to be written. Answer, kidinari zav, lo kidinari zav. Like we said earlier, it's not fully like the coins. Kidinari zav debolate. It's like dinari zav that it sticks out. V'lo kidinari zav de ilu hasa migavai v'acha me'avrai. When it comes to gold coins, they push down the background, and what's left on top is the picture. By the tzitz, they push from the back. They push from the back, and they push out. They push out, and therefore, that is not called chok tochos, that's called chok yirechos, and that's why it is written. The tzitz, as we know, is one of the eight big day kahuna, one of the four special begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears, and it has a very unique place, the tzitz. Right? Interesting, Arachayim HaKadosh, in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Perachav Ches, describing, we know in Parshas, the beginning of Tetzaveh, describing the Big Day Kahuna, Vasu is Big Day Aaron Lekacho Lechahanoli, make the Begadim, Ve'elo Begadim Asher Yasu. These are the Big Day Kahuna. Choshen, Eifon, Me'il, Ktones, Tashmeitz, Mitznefes, Avnet. Six Begadim on the list. Right? We don't have to be, so much to know, well, we're missing two. Right? Where's the tzitz and where's the mechnasayim? They're both not on the list. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says, well, maybe the tzitz is alluded to in the previous pasuk. When it says, make the big day kodesh lekadsho lechanoli, that is like the most kadosh one. Why doesn't it say beferish though? And where's the mechnasayim? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, and we mentioned the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, Machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether the Big Day Kahuna is a separate mitzvah or not. V'ulai, so says the Arachayim, maybe they're left out from this list because the tzitz is uniquely in unique and it's qualitatively more kedusha, and the mechnasayim have less kedusha. That's ulai beis ram elu einam begeder echad imashisha hatzitz l'sad ma'alaso yoser migimol bigde kahuna kohen gadol ulazek dimo bifnei atzmo v'amechnasayim l'tzad hayosam b'hadarka p'chusa migimol bigde kohen hedyo v'lazeich ro bifnei atzmo. That's why it's only said later on, where it says lachasos pesar erva, the tzitz and the mechnasayim both might be different than the other big tekahunas. They might not be on that list. Again, it's a large topic, but it's the arachayim regarding the tzitz. Let's continue. Boy, minei rav amir of nachmin kasev lo get al tashel zav. A man writes again on a golden sheet. Va'amrla, and it fits all the requirements. Va'amrla is kabli kitech v'skabli ksubasech. Right, he wants to give her the get, but this is worth a lot of money. So he says, this is your get, and it's also your ksuba. Does that work? Mahu? Amalei. Niskabla gidav, niskabla ksubasa. Yeah. Why wouldn't it work? Why wouldn't it work? That is what the Rav Nachman answered Rava. Ask the Rashba, but how does that work? How does that work? The tas, the gold, is going to be hers through the ksuba, and therefore the letters aren't written on anything. How does that work? So the Rashba says, really, what must be happening here, how we understand his words, is that he's saying, take your get on this and be mochel, your ksuba. Not that this is your ksuba, because then it's hers. But that's how we understand. To kiva, ask the Rashba, hechef shalom arkein, kiva denosin lagufa shal tas ksubasa, kavle porech ba'avir. We're going to get to that, Lashba. Like, the letters are not written on anything. V'nira li, kiva to amar lahachi v'kabalso, habi l'ka'omar lah hiskabli gitach umachli ksubasech. That's how you have to understand it. Based on that, Rashba says the Beis Shmuel, says the Taras Gittin here, the Nesivis, this only works by a Geiris Midaita. If it's a Geiris Balkarcha, you can't say, oh, she's Mochel, she's Mochelas. Right? So that would be a limitation on this Gemara. Eisve, but back to the Gemara, does that really work? Where he says, this is your get and your ksuba. Eisve is kabli gitech v'hashar l'ksubasech. This is your get, and the borders around the letters, that's your ksuba, niskablakita vashar l'ksubasa. That works. Taima dika shar, that's only where he designated, and there is borders. Haleka shar lo, but if there is no shar and he didn't designate it lo, maybe it wouldn't work. Kashan Rav Nachman. Gemara answers now, hu adin avagav deleka shar, even if there's no border. Falkamashlan, the chiddush is avagav deika shar. The chiddush is even if there is shar, I omar lo, I and I lo lo. So it limits it in that way. My time up. Why would you have to designate it, and would it wouldn't be automatic? Avira de Megiltahu. Because borders are just the outside of the Megillah. It still has kedusha. Period. We don't have time to get into it at all now, but it's an interesting question. The borders in general. Let's say the borders outside of a Sefer Torah. Does it have the same Kedusha as Ksav? What happens a lot of times if we're making, it happens to me all the time, I'm making sheets to give out for learning, for Shiurim. What about the outside border of the sheets? Is that Sheamus? Is that Geniza? Doesn't have any writing on it. Right? So that's related to this. Is that a Vira de Megilta? It's just the outside of the, if the inside has, then the outside would have too. That's an interesting question. Tana Rabbanan. Let's continue. Says the Tosefta. Harei zekitech v'hanayar shali. Man says, this is your get, but the paper's mine. So that ain't a mugaresh, it doesn't work. That's not called giving. Rashi says the problem is, osios parchos ba'avir. The letters are like flying through the air. They have to be grounded on something. Or the Rambam's lashon is, it's not krisus. It's not krisus because you didn't give her. You have to give her the paper. Amanasha tachziri liasanayar. If he says, no, this is your get amanasha, now it's yours, but it's matan amanas lahachzir. Harizim ugureshes, that works. Matan amanas lahachzir works. Boy, Rav Papa, bein shita l'shita, mein teva l'teva mai. What if he says, underneath all the letters, that's yours. But in between the letters is mine. Teku, so that question goes unanswered. Ask the Gemara, why should it work? Of course it shouldn't work. Why? Because you have to give one document of a get. If all the in between the letters are his, then all these letters are separate. You're giving a lot of different klafim. No, the way that the get was written was that some letters were written tall and short and went into each other's lines. So even if you cut out in between the letters, it's all going to be connected. So that's why it's all one sefer, and that's the question that the Ran and Rav Papa had. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, last question for today. Hayimuchzakin be'eved shehu shalo. The Eved is his. There's a chazaka that Eved belongs to a man. The get kasav al yado, and there's a get. He wrote the get on the Eved's arm. Now she's holding the Eved. And she says, I got divorced. Mahu. Miamrinan aknuye aknila. Do we say that he was makne the evet to her? O Dilma, huminafshi aya. Or do we say, you know what, maybe there are no edi mesira here, as we'll talk about in a second. Maybe he just walked here by himself. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses, he has a suffix, whether do you need the actual nesina of the evet to the isha? Or what about regular darke kinyanim of an evet? Right, I sell the evet through Shtar, Chazal, and some other, without a Nesina. Do we say that once the Kenyan Eved worked, the Memela of the Get is hers, because Chatzer, we'll talk more about tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So that's the question, though. We didn't see anything. So do we say, because the Eved's dealing with her, it's a Kenyan or not? So Amar Rava, V'tevik leit ksav she'achol is dayefu. What do you mean? I have a separate problem. That ksav could be erased and rewritten on his skin. So Ula Rava, Kashim Asisan al Yachal Eved. Well, if that's a problem, why did the Mishnah say you could write it on the arm of an Eved? So Bishlama Masisan al Rava lo Kasha. In the Mishnah, is that a problem? Why? Beide Mesira, Verebel Azari. They were Eide Mesira, they knew the get was written on the arm, and that's okay. Elorim Bachama Kasha, but he's asking about a case where there is no Eide Mesira. So answer, Elorim Bachama Nami lo Kasha, Bixovis Kaka. It was tattooed in. The get was tattooed into the arm, so it's not Ksav, She'efshar Lihiz Dayef. So that's why it would work. So the Gemara says, Hashadas is lahachi. That's true. So say that for the Mishnah too. Masisa nami, lo tikshi, biksovas kaka. So that's the case we're talking about. But we still have the question. If the woman has the Eved now, it used to be the man's Eved, do we assume the Eved came here by himself or not? Tosas asks an interesting question here. He says, is it like, he doesn't use these words, but is it like a mitzvah babavera? Because tattooing is asa daraisa. So Tosfos says, well, there are some that say tattooing is only an asa daraisa if you wrote it with ink and with chol, like it says in Makos. And Reb Shimon says it's only if you wrote a shame of avodah zara. So this is all derabanan. He comes up with a little flexibility. But then Tosfos says, even if you want to say he did violate tattooing midaraisa, the get is still okay because kiva katzal isuri hana is kosher. So if you didn't write, that's what you see. Even though it's Aser Lichtov, Tosfos says on Isuri Hana, because you're getting Hana by writing it on Isuri Hana, even though it's true, still it's okay. That, by the way, is a machlokas. The Rambam, writing it on Isuri Hana, Tosfos says Beferish here, that it's only Bidi Eved. The Rambam seems to say Lachadchili can write it on Isuri Hana. That's not called Hana. That's not a problem. But either way, Tosfos has 2 points. Number one, the issue of tattooing, and number two, the issue of the Isur Lachadchila of writing on Isuri Hana. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My Havi Allah." So what's the halacha here, where the Eved is found in her Rishus, Tashmat, Amrish Lakish, Hagodros, Ein Lahem Chazaka. Rish Lakish says, little sheep, little goats, don't have a chazaka. If I'm holding a goat, I don't say, oh, it's mine, I'm muchzak in it. Why? Because goats wander. And therefore, maybe you wanted from my field to your field. So it's no raya, because you have it, that it's yours. So the same thing would apply by an Eved. That is the din of Reish Lakish. Tosfos wonders why we didn't just quote the Mishnah. What do we have to quote Reish Lakish for? The Mishnah says, Avadim don't have any chazaka. You need 3 years to be holding on to an Eved. Tosfos wonders that why we quoted Reish Lakish and not the Mishnah. And Tosfos says, well, maybe there's a difference between animals and people, avada b'nei das va'ayli minafshayu av a godros in dakam leilach lebeisish nachri ulahachi have a minahacha shaget kosev al yado muchak sashu shala yesh lo chazaka. People wouldn't go by themselves, so you would assume that this is a case where the eved, if the eved has das and winter, it must be that he must belong there. That's why the Gemara didn't bring that. The Gemara is proving the other way of godros elam chazaka. This does not work. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue next time with Daf Chaf Aleph.